Today we're going to talk about marriage supporting preaching. In a lot of ways, I could title this supporting communication within your whole church for marriage. It's one of those topics where in some ways you can do a series on preaching, for instance, and we could talk about that. Or you could talk about doing a seminar. But in your local church, marriage supporting communications, marriage supporting preaching is important in everything you do. In a lot of ways, that support of marriage is caught as much as it is taught. You have a great opportunity in honoring the bonds of marriage in a church. In Hebrews 13 verse 4, marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all of the sexual immoral. In our society, like never before, we need to support marriage. Over 90% of the scenes of sexuality in most movies, they've studied this. 90% or more are happening outside of the bonds of marriage. Whether you go on popular literature and television or newspapers or magazines or popular psychology, in general, marriage support is at an all-time low. And at a church, we have an opportunity to draw the line in the sand in our teaching, our attitudes, our thoughts about marriage, and we have a great opportunity to honor God in marriage. In your very church, you're going to have people who have experienced divorce, and this is your opportunity to point them to the biblical message of marriage, the long-term message that they can, wherever their situation is right now, they can shoot for the stars. But in your church, you can make those stars not way out there. You can make it supported in real life, right here, right now. Now, let's talk about preaching itself and how can you support marriage and even at a time almost support marriage on a weekly basis. You know, it's interesting about marriage. Almost any topic that you preach on Sunday could have a marriage application. Why? Because marriage itself, in a lot of ways, is a marriage laboratory. Is a relationship laboratory, I should say. Marriage is a relationship laboratory. If you're put together with someone else, that closeness will bring all sorts of interesting relational opportunities. Opportunities to love when you don't feel like it. Opportunities of accountability because you're with someone really close, and when you're with someone really close, they see you for who you are, or who you are is seen by someone else. So it doesn't matter what topic that you're talking about, you can have a sort of marriage discussion. And I call it commercials. In good preaching, especially in sort of this day and age, whatever topic that you do, you'll have your outline, here's your scriptural premise, here's the application. But when you get to application, you can very specifically go into like a marriage discussion. Like, you know, my wife and I were talking about this the other day. You know, we confronted a disagreement about being on time and being late. And my first inclination was to get mad and to break out in anger because how many times she's been doing her makeup and everything. And then what you do is you take the congregation through that. So let's say the topic was anger or something, the application is anger. And so then you'll go further in that. But in the context, the story, the narrative is in something about marriage. So you bring that all the way through and give some resolve in that, you know, here, I go pointing out my wife's flaws in being late, and basically, you know, I'm throwing stones in a glass house because I have my struggle with anger. See, you can do various things, but then in the end, you could do, this is a very important point. You could then make this statement, marriage is really hard. Or you could say, marriage is so cool because you have an opportunity with someone that you love and accountable to actually figure out how to grow in Christ and how to grow in character. Marriage is great for that. Now, notice the difference here. You're sort of doing a little commercial for marriage. You're sort of lifting marriage up in a sermon, in an application. And that laboratory of marriage is a place where discipleship happens. But you can be positive about that. Now, in your discussion about marriage too, there's a tie-in to reading the Bible and home discipleship. And good marriage supporting proclamation, preaching, communication is always talking about that. You know, when somebody comes to talk to me about their marriage or whatever, and whether it's positive or whether it's, you know, struggling or challenge, I'll always encourage them to look at their own marriage walk. You know, are they opening the Word together? Just a little bit, every day. Are they praying together? In some ways, when they open the Word of God and when they pray together in the marriage relationship, there's proclamation, preaching, that supports marriage that's going to happen in that home. And it's not necessarily the preaching that you will do on Sunday or that your church programs or your encouragements or anything like that will do. This will come directly from the Word of God. So part of that preaching would be to create the cultural support for husband and wives opening the Word of God, for husband and wives praying together, for husband and wives to grow in their walk with God together as a married couple. Now, I call this marriage supporting preaching because there's a proclamation that is occurring in the home from the Word of God to a married couple. So, in your preaching, and you do a lot of commercials, and with applications, you can talk about marriage. And even on that last point, it doesn't all have to be about your life. It could be a great marriage story. I'm just saying, always remember that marriage has this great opportunity. In this point, discipleship, having marriages to actually open the Word of God together. I want to mention something. I brought this up a little bit about encouragement. I will tell you that right now, the culture of marriage in the English-speaking world and throughout the world in general is one of naysaying. It's like, marriage is hard, marriage won't work. And you have an opportunity to talk about how God intended marriage to be done. How even in the book of Genesis, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. As a pastor, a leader, a Christian leader, it's like you have the opportunity to create encouragement about the institution of marriage. And when you hear about, you know, I've seen like messages, pastors giving messages in a ceremony about marriage. And the whole message is sort of like, marriage is really hard, you know. The divorce rate is one half. Every marriage struggles. Okay, now this is at someone's wedding. You know, and you're going to be no different. Now I understand that the psychology is trying to get them the proper expectations. But you know what it does to me, as I hear it, and I see it over 28 years of being a pastor, is in some ways, anytime there is a wedding ceremony, this is an opportunity to create more encouragement culture, to talk about the benefits of being married, the opportunities for discipleship. But you can set the tone in your local church or your local area. When there is a wedding, talk about it as a calling and a blessing. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. You know, in general, have that sparkle in your eye about marriage. If in your preaching, in your teaching, in your interpersonal communications, when a new couple is engaged, talk about it in the church service even. You know, so-and-so is engaged. If someone's engagement breaks off, talk about it as, you know, the Lord is at work and He has got better things for you. Now, I'm going to end this by saying a lot of times pastors don't get that positive of a marriage because so many times people are single. Or maybe you're, as a leader, you're single. And you, we don't want to hurt the singles. Please always be sensitive to the fact that marriage may not be everyone's calling. Marriage may not be, I mean, the Apostle Paul talks about it. He wishes people could be single, and Christ is their sort of passion, and marriage is not something that everyone needs to do to be whole. The reality is we're whole in Christ. We're whole as people alone. But in this day and age, we have to both affirm singleness, but affirm marriage and be positive on, and be positive on singleness. Let's be positive about being creatures of Christ, His children, God's children, co-heirs with Christ, that whatever our state is, let us be of those who look to Christ, who are positive of great attitude. So, you know, as we think about marriage, and we think about marriage preaching in our church, just think of it as an opportunity. Learn and grow on how you can create these commercials in such a way that are sensitive to those who are single. Create those encouragements and positive statements that are sensitive to those who have gone through divorce. Because even when someone has gone through divorce, they need hope that if they are married, they have that this is going to be a different experience in Christ. Marriage is a program of your church. It's an integral part of all your communication.